despite evidence that you are skilled and successful. So let's unpack that a little bit, using myself as an example here, kind of started off. But as I talk about, you know, not believing people that like are interested in the podcast or giving good feedback, I've experienced so much failure in my life and in my career, and it's been so difficult to get to this place right now. It's almost like my brain is like trained to sort of just like not believe that I'm good enough to improve, you know? Make sure you listen to new episodes of Life as a Gringo on the Michael Duda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I got a call, a text on like Thursday or Friday last week. Jim Graham, I've known for a long time, great sports reporter, said, "Hey, Tom Brady, he has a podcast called Let's Go. It's on Sirius XM, and you should listen to it." And he does. I've heard it before. I've driven around and I hear it. And he said, "Listen, there's going to be about 12, 15 of you on it. You all get one question. So that you can come on, but you have one question." And it was really a cool group of people. Scott Van Pelt was on it. We've known Scotty for a long time. Chris Berman, Steve Young, you know, some reporters, Jim Nance, blah, blah, blah. And I was very honored to be even, you know, included in that, right? So Dan Patrick was on it. And so I was on it. And so over the weekend, I thought, okay, you got one question. So I never do this. I wrote the question down because I didn't want to screw it up. I thought, I want to ask something that will elicit a really good response. And, you know, everybody, wow, it was one of the last ones they went to. And that's the way it should have been, because I'm, you know, I'm just a guy, and you talk to Steve Young and stuff. So at the end, I got there and I asked him a question. My question was, "Tom, you've had this great career, it's remarkable. And at the end of it, if the owners or a commissioner said, you know, Tom, you really always had, you had a great career, you were so good for us, we're going to allow you one radical change in the NFL. You will be able to do one change, it could be a rule, it could be a CBA, it could be anything, but Tom, you're going to make one structural change to the game that you love, but there's currently something you don't love. What would it be?" And Tom gave a 5-minute answer, and here's a clip of it.
I think that what's happened over the last 10, 15 years, and I think in the, it's a great question, because the game that I played 20 years ago is very different from the game now, in the sense that now it's more skills competition than it is physical football. I think in some ways they're taking away a physical element to the game that was the only way at one point to beat skill, was to be tough. And when we played Pittsburgh Steelers, they were tough. And when we played the teams that were just skillful, we won. And I think what's happening now is the way the rules are being set, I don't think that it's always in the best interest of the game that I once played. I feel like rules are being made. For example, the one, this is an example, is there the onus of protecting another player is now on the opponent as opposed to on yourself. So for example, my career touchdown pass, the 600 touchdown pass I ever threw in my career was with Mike Evans yesterday. 10 years ago, I never would have thrown that football. Because Mike had caught the ball, the safety was standing right there, and the safety essentially can't hit him the way that he used to be able to hit him. Because all the safeties now are 200 pounds, and they all cover. There's a lot of players like Ray Lewis that I didn't throw a ball between the hashes because Ray Lewis was going to knock him out of the game. Not because, you know, he was going to, you know, make a tackle. And I think the onus of protecting receivers should be on the quarterback, not on the defensive backs. And the onus of protecting a running back should be on the offensive lineman, not on the tackler, return the tackle the running back. So I don't believe in cheap shots. And I don't think cheap shots should ever be allowed. But if you're a professional athlete, it'd be like being in a boxing ring and saying, don't hit your opponent too hard for you to hurt.
He went on for another 4 minutes on this and gave multiple examples, really fascinating. So first of all, it's a classic Tom Brady, conscientious, smart. He's given us a ton of thought, and he went on and on, and all of it was interesting. I was getting texts by other people in the panel, like, wow, this is interesting. And now he sees the world. The second thing is, one of the reasons he has the physicality of the game. And I remember years and years ago, like 20 years ago, people were like, oh, you gotta watch Canadian football. When I was young, like 25 years old, I'm in Vegas, and, you know, Vegas would have everything. You go to a sports book, there were 30 games on, and it was a fun, long race.